All right. I do not
Love
know
Talk Radio.
Why this shit. Why I really can't really get into this shit. It's given like, I can't really hear. Like, I don't know. It's not. It's like, it's given a T. Very much so, like, a T. And I'm not really sure what the T is that it's given, but this sounds a little bit better. Thank God. Yes. Okay. Because I'm like, why doesn't it feel that clear? However, it's feeling a little bit clearer now. It's trying to. Okay. The mids are up. All right, boom. So I'm trying to make sure that I can hear myself in the way that I need to hear. All right, what's popping, everybody? It's your boy Armand, and we are back with another video. All right. So we got to get into some things. All right. All right, cool. All right, so testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3. All right, let's get into some goddamn things. Goddamn things. All right, so let's do this while I wait for them to do that. What is popping, everybody? Yes. Get in here. Bitch, it's 102 degrees outside at this very moment. I did not mean to click Twitch. All right, y'all ready? Because we about to get into some things, all right? Buckle up. Let's get in here. Let's talk about this stuff. Let go. 1, 2, 3. Uno, dos. All right, let's go. Get in here, everybody. Get in here. You know what time it is. It's time for a legendary show. All right, what's popping, everybody? It's your boy, Armand. Get in here. All right, we're serving you fade, teeth, and forehead realness with the boys chat sweatshirt. You feel me? Too bad, you know, I didn't have the sweatshirt when we was doing the boys chat, but links in the description to get the boys chat hoodie for all my boys and my girls that love the boys chat. All right, anyway, what's popping, everybody? Today is Thursday, I believe so, right? I'm chilling today. It's 102 degrees where I'm at right now, and it's like 6:30. And it's still hot as hell. You feel me? So I just decided to, you know, get me a little Red Bull because I've been sleeping after I got a little haircut. I was tired. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's like something about when you go eat and then you get a good clean shaving. And I was watching this show on Netflix called Manifestation. It got me at first, and then I just started to lose it. You know, it started losing me after a point. So then I just kind of went to sleep. And now we're back. But I want to make sure you guys can all hear me. It's good. You guys can hear me. Great. Give me some get in here if you can hear me. All right. So, boom, we got a lot to talk about. The call-in line will be open. We haven't been live in a moment. So we're just going to go through and see, you know, what is given to be, you know, and see if it's given what needs to be gave. Oh, my God. So let's start. And if it starts kind of like buffering, I do apologize. I'm not really sure what that is about, but we just have to muscle through the show. All right. So, boom, let's get into some things. The first topic that I wanted to get into was, well, let's start with the Versus battle. How did you guys like the Versus battle? I thought the Versus battle was fire. A lot of people were dragging me because I said Eve did not win. I feel like Trina won. I mean, and here's the thing. I don't understand how we get into this space of, oh, Eve won because she's a lyricist. It's always that. Listen, even if that's the case, listen, there's nothing wrong with being a lyricist, but there's also nothing wrong with being a person that makes music for the clubs. When I go out to the party, I don't want to hear think pieces. I don't want to hear a bunch of lyrically challenging songs. Like, when I'm turned up and it's a party, I want to hear music that's going to make me bop. Make me turn up. Like, you can have bars and stuff and still make me turn up. Like, I just don't know. I feel like people were trying to discredit Trina because she was the obvious winner. Eve was even bored with her set. I mean, it was to a point where the DJ was like, we're turning up here. Eve was like, man, I wish I was there. Anytime you playing your music and you wish that you was where the other person was playing their music, I mean, it goes to show you where the real party was at. Trina never said one time that she wished she was where Eve was at. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, Trina won that battle. It is what it is. I feel like she could have went against Lil' Kim. I just feel like Trina her hits wouldn't have got a fair chance up against Lil' Kim because there would have been an automatic bias. People are saying Kaya. I don't really know how many Kaya hits, even like bangers that Kaya would have to go against Trina. Like, Kaya is a Kiki artist to me. She's a spoof and a cackle. So I don't think that I take Kaya seriously beyond my neck and my back. Kane Wayne with it is a cackle. I don't know. It's so excited maybe with Janet Jackson. You know, remember Kaya was pissed because Janet Jackson didn't want to meet her and put her in the TV. Talk dirty. Yeah, Janet did Kaya something filthy for that. But it is what it is. Well deserved. So yeah. I definitely think that Eve did not win that, and Eve was taking it back. And every time Eve took it back, I began to take a shot, and I got super, super drunk. So thank you, Eve, for that. But, I mean, yeah, that was pretty much what Eve gave me. All right. So let's get into some of the tea from the blogs. What are the blogs talking about? Well, a few days ago, apparently Kevin Hart was feeling away. Uh-oh, let's see. What happened here? Oh, did I just... Oh, duh. Hold on, let me try something, you all. Oh, okay. All right, let's do this. There we go. But let me do this real quick, because this was from the watch party. Boom! All right. So apparently Kevin Hart was feeling some type of way a few days ago. I'm not really sure what sparked it, I'm going to be honest with you. But according to Hollywood Unlock, they say Kevin Hart has a lot to get off his chest. He says he rarely talks ish, but I felt the need today. So Kevin Hart goes, sometimes you got to sit back and laugh at some of the ish you hear, and I hear it all. I got time today. The he's not funny slander is the best. This is for you. I have 3 stand-up comedy specials that fall in the top 10 highest grossing comedy specials of all time. 2 of my specials are in the top 3 of all time. I have been the highest grossing comedian in entertainment for years now. I also been the highest grossing comedian in the box office with over $4 billion in earnings. I've also turned my comedic talent into a place of business and branding and radio and other revenue streams. The hate slander fuels me to do more. You guys are what makes this business fun, because it's not about getting to the top. It's about doing your best to stay on top after you get there. I rarely talk ish, but I felt the need to today. Stop believing these headlines and reading the actual article. And read the actual articles. You fall for the banana in the tailpipe trick every damn time. J. Cole said it best. If you're laughing at a millionaire, the joke's on you. Now back to your regular scheduled program. Live, love, and laugh. Woo chow. Kevin Hart felt away. I'm going to be honest with you. This feels like Kevin Hart had a moment where he just wanted to kind of pop off and brag a little bit. You know, people call me, people like to throw little insults at me and digs at me for whatever reason and say that I'm arrogant and narcissistic and all these different things, right? And honestly, I don't, you put me up against Kevin Hart, you know what I mean? Then you're like, wow. Now that's true. I feel really humble when I, when, you know, compared to Kevin Hart, because that fool, that's true arrogance and narcissism from Kevin Hart. But you know what? At the same time, to a certain degree, I feel like he might have worked for it. You know what I mean? I'm just shifting this nose around real quick. I feel like he's worked for it to a certain degree. But I think we just have to be honest and say that Kevin Hart, you just kind of want to boast and brag about yourself, and you've been feeling some type of way that people have been saying that you're not funny for quite some time. Do I think Kevin Hart is funny? I think he's funny sometimes. Do I think he's just hilarious like that? No, but he's a great storyteller. I don't know. I'm just not I don't want to just sit here and act like I don't like Kevin Hart, because I do like Kevin Hart, and I can respect the grind, but his personality, I just feel like, oh, my God. He's always going to remind you, you know, I would never borrow or take or have him do anything for me. My goodness. I feel like he would always remind me of what he's did or how he's benefited me by being in my life. You know, Kevin Hart gives me one of those people that is always going to let you know that you are better off with him, because before you met him, you weren't shit. You know what I mean? But anyway, so that's Kevin Hart for me in a nutshell. But woo chow, I haven't laughed at a Kevin Hart joke in a very long time. So I don't know. But he's still making money, and white people love it. So he's got two movies out right now. So, I mean, he's still winning. And like he said, if you're the one laughing at the millionaire, I guess the joke's on us. So the joke's on us, people. But it is what it is. So that's Kevin Hart for you. Let's get into this. Remember the Gorilla Glue Girl? I mean, she is the, like, I feel like she won for 2020 or 2021? When did she come out? Well, anyway, Tessica Brown, a.k.a. Gorilla Glue Girl, releases Gorilla Glue-inspired hair care line, including Forever Hold Spray. So let's get into it. I ain't mad at the hustle. Hey, y'all. She looks so stupid. Y'all buying that? I'm not. Hey, girl, I'm not buying that. She can have that. Girl, your hair going to grow back. It's been 4 months, 3 months, whatever. It's too many different oils in there. I don't trust you, girl. You weren't even smart enough to read the bottle on the Gorilla Glue. So how do I expect you, you know, you read the ingredients clearly enough for me to do, you know, my hair or put your product in my hair? I don't know. Something that seems like, I don't know where this woman got implanted from, but it's just like every couple of months or every couple of years, somebody gets like virally famous just off of the weirdest, darnest thing. It's kind of like, how did this happen? Like she did this Gorilla Glue thing. People were proving that it was clearly a stunt. She started then selling Mercedes-Benz and rental cars, and she got flown out to L.A. Then TMZ was talking about her. She became verified online. It was just like this whole thing. And she just became a mega star. And now she's, hey, yo, selling a hair care product. I get it, but I ain't buying it. She ain't finna get me. I wouldn't even be surprised if we see Tessica Brown at the BET Awards this year. You know what I mean? But who knows? Hey, yo, So anywho, I don't know. I'm not buying it. Are y'all buying it? Let me know how it, what it do for you, because it ain't finna do nothing for me. Okay. Oh, this is a great thing. It is Juneteenth this weekend, and the people will be outside. Okay. President Biden signed the bill making Juneteenth a federal holiday. Okay. So people are excited. This is a federal holiday. People will get paid now for this day. All right. Black people are in attendance. So it's a great day for Juneteenth. Okay. So shout out to that. And I will be outside this weekend and all of the things. Now, I don't know. Does that mean that you get the day off if it falls on like a weekday? Maybe. I don't know. But shout out to Biden for signing a bill to make Juneteenth a federal holiday. Now, there is this conversation of black people saying that they are going to stop celebrating 4th of July and just celebrate Juneteenth. I don't know. Are you guys doing that? A lot of black people I've been hearing, they're saying that they're no longer celebrating 4th of July. I mean, but 4th of July is just a good excuse to eat. I don't know if I'm going to stop celebrating 4th of July, guys. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to celebrate them both. So it is what it is. Yeah. So that's that on that. Okay, boom. Now let's get into... Oh, this is another, this is some other tea too that I thought was very, very interesting. So apparently this little boy, his mom thought he came out as gay or something like that. And so his mom shaved his head and cut gay in his head and made him like get on the internet. So look, this is what this is what black women, parents, black men, black women, this is the trauma that y'all do to your children. Look, let's look at this. Atlanta kid abused on Instagram live by mother for being gay. Family shaves gay in his head. Why would they do that? Let me go to the previous post of that. Why would they do that to that boy head? Mm-mm. Wow. That is disgusting. Wow. I'm just sick. Like, wow. that is crazy. That they just beat that boy up like that. That's his parent. That is a fool. That is the fool. But then, yet, when these niggas go and get shot up, when these niggas go get beat up by the police, we supposed to stand and be out on the picket lines and justice for, protect this. Justice for Hakeem, protect black women. And this is what they do. Let's be very clear. I'm not even finna watch that again because I don't like that. That's why when we get into these like public, like when these police brutality situations come up, y'all notice I don't really get too far involved with that because a lot of that is not my fight. Because it's some little boy around America getting beat up like that by some of these same individuals. So it's disgusting. It's really, really disgusting. And it's sad. It's very, very uncomfortable. And yet, you know, a lot of people will turn a blind eye to that because they feel like that's cool. That makes them tough. No, if that was a little girl getting picked on and beat on like that by her dad or something, everybody would be raising hell. This is a little boy. So people think that it's okay. Put him, you know, like the family just standing around, punch him, beat him up. That's not going to change him from being gay. That's definitely not going to stop him from being gay. That's disgusting, you know? But this I get so mad, though, because you don't see even our allies. You don't see the trans allies. I don't see the trans people running, talking about this. You know what I mean? I really should, I feel a way. Because then they, even within our own community, they want us to run and protect trans. Why haven't I seen many people talking about it? Maybe I've been asleep all day. But I haven't seen a lot of conversation surrounding this. Because it's a little boy. If this is a little trans girl, it'd be national news. This little black girl, national news. You know, but it's disgusting. And I feel some type of way. That's disgusting. So yeah, that just really turned my spirit. I did not like that. Let's keep it pushing. I didn't realize how it was going to irritate me so bad in my spirit. I need to keep it moving. Oh, I didn't like that. Let's move on to something a little bit lighter. Apparently, y'all know Tommy is a mess. Tommy is a mess. So apparently, after the versus battle, she got into a fight with Brittany Taylor's friend. I don't know. I didn't even catch this. I'm about to catch this tea with y'all. So apparently, Official Kim Barbie says, "Child, we went from celebrating dope women in hip hop to the woman of love in hip hop dragging one another just a few hours. This is why we can't have nice things. Their last public altercation was over a year ago. But Tommy and Brittany Taylor reportedly still have animosity brewing. Tommy and Taylor were friends back in 2020 until they were involved in a confrontation that reportedly took place at Tommy's home. The Love and Hip Hop star were joined by Bobby Leitch, Trina's cousin from the Miami franchise, and another unnamed friend. Tommy recorded everything that went down. The video shows a drunk Brittany getting into a physical altercation with the unidentified person. Soon after, Brittany popped up on Instagram Live with Tommy and Bobby Leitch, appearing visibly intoxicated as she attempted to explain why the fight happened over a year later. Over a year later, things came full circle last night, June 16th, when they all reunited at the after party for Eve and Trina's Versus. Videos from last night began to circulate that show Tommy Lee and Bobby Leitch once again, and they seem to be enjoying their section at the club before Tommy can be seen yelling at someone in the distance. Sources reported that Tommy and Brittany faced off once again, and in the clip, the woman Tommy was shouting at seems being physically carried out by a man. Okay, there are rumors that the woman isn't Taylor, but is a friend of Brittany who goes by the name of Haitian Princess. Over on her Instagram story, she showed behind the scenes of clips of the verses as she was side stage with Taylor and Bobby Leitch. All right, let's just get into it. Wait, we gotta mute that. Look at Tommy. Oh, Tommy always in some drama. Boob is out. It's just crazy. But at least her, what's the name, is cool now. I forget his name. What's the black boy right there? I forgot his name. He came on a show before. But remember, he was cussing Tommy out. Look at Trina. She look over it. Why would they do that? Just ghetto. Where's Rick Ross? So they was all there. I'm not playing this music. Oh. 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 Oh my God. Oh my God. All right, so that was some ghetto ratchetness after the verses. That was just stupid. Yeah, my goodness, what a ridiculous situation. Let's go. Where are we going next? Oh, let's just hit this real quick. Boom. People are upset because Tupac Estate is celebrating Pride Month. Y'all know every time June, the month of June rolls around, just as sure as we're going to see every company start endorsing Pride Month and related products, we are just as sure we're going to see people not feeling it. Innovative and legendary rapper Tupac Shakur has remained a widely accepted GOAT and staple of the industry in the 20-plus years since he was fatally shot and killed. Though stunned by some members of society at the time, the rapper was known for his progressive ideas regarding race, relations, and inequality of all forms, paving the way for the 21st century movement. So people are basically upset because there's Pride merchandise, okay? Pride collection out now. All proceeds will be donated to the True Colors Unite and MPJ Institute. Link in bio to shop. As a person who followed Tupac's music career in the spotlight, I've never heard him mention that he was an advocate for the LGBT community, and that's not even a jab towards their community. I'm just curious to know who from his family okayed this decision. Girl, Tupac ain't gave a F about no pride. This shirt, this ish is tiring. They really dropped a Pride Tupac collection? I'm pissed. Now y'all know damn well Pride was not the change Tupac was talking about. Y'all tried it. As a hardcore fan of Tupac over 20 years, I'm here to tell you Tupac would never want his name or music associated with a Pride or anything homosexual. I saw they were selling Tupac Pride merch on Instagram. I didn't even look at it comments because I could see them a mile away. Celebrating Pride is beautiful, but you can't just assume or force that Tupac supported the LGBTQ. They are in the comments section having mental breakdowns over Tupac Pride merch. Here's what I have to think about, what I have to say about the Tupac Pride merch. First of all, I feel like there's a lot of celebrities, entities, businesses that do a lot of gay baiting. For those that don't know what gay baiting is basically acting as if you support LGBTQ things during Pride season just for your own financial gain. Or gay baiting is when you have these celebrities that act like they're gay in music videos or in movies, or they come out as bisexual all of a sudden when, you know, when they're trying to release an album or release a song or something like that, just to try to draw in that LGBTQ dollar. But in this situation, I feel like it's a little bit of both. I feel like it's some gay baiting, but then at the same time, I'm not mad at the Pride merchandise. You know what I mean? But I could see why people are like, well, don't just assume that Tupac is a part of Pride. Don't say that he would. But I don't feel like he, I feel like Tupac would be supportive of Pride, you know? But I just feel like, I don't know. I don't know, because I feel like they're just trying to, it's now a business now. So they're doing like everyone else. Let's come out with some Pride merch. So it doesn't feel authentic. But I'm not mad, but it doesn't feel authentic. I don't know if Tupac necessarily would have wanted Pride merch. So I'm not really too much offended by people saying it, but I don't know. I'm a little indifferent because I, on one end, I'm like, well, there's nothing wrong with it. But then on the other end, I'm like, well, shit, would he really want Pride merch? So I don't know. It was just one of those things. It's an interesting conversation. I could take it or leave it. So it is what it is. But I probably would get a sweatshirt, though. No shade. I probably would get a sweatshirt. I do like this one. I like this one, the Tupac one. It's cute. I like it. But, you know, people can't really take that. Okay, so, boom, okay, let's move into, child, we got a lot to talk about. Let's move into Domingos. So Domingos did an interview. Where is my Migos? Okay, so the interview, so the, y'all remember Respectfully Justin. Oh, my God. So I went to the barbershop today. I don't really get into respectfully, Justin, and I hate this because I always feel like I'm always a person finding somebody that I don't like. And I'm like, I might be in spaces with these people, and I'm like, and I know a lot of people hold on to everything I say. They're always like, Armand, you said you didn't like this person. I don't know. It's just like one of those things like, okay, Justin LaBoy. It's not that I don't like him because I don't know him to dislike him, but I was watching the Respectfully Justin show today. It just happened to be on. And he is – and I don't know. Maybe I've been a hater. I don't know. But it just feels like, you know how when you watch certain people and you just be like, oh, my God, they're losers. Like, you could tell, like, this a loser. Like, you know, and they were just annoying. And then somehow they just finally hit a lick and became cool. But, you know, they were never really cool because they're just, like, corny. Well, that's him to me. But, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'll meet him and I'll feel a little bit different. But I just feel like he's like, Justin LaBoy is like that guy in high school that always wanted to try to be in with the cool kids but really wasn't cool but had, like, a decent family upbringing, or you know what I mean? I don't know, just one of those awkward people. But then he found a lick, and so now he's in. Anyway, so he is the reason. Y'all remember that Sweetie went on Respectfully Justin, and he was asking her all those questions about the other Justin, Diddy's son, if they had hooked up, because you know Sweetie and Diddy's other son was, you know, they or Diddy's son was dating and things like that. So anyway, Quavo got mad, and, you know, that's when him and Sweetie allegedly broke up because she went on that show, and, like, basically he was trying to get Sweetie in all that drama. So, boom. Then the rumors came up that the Migos went and jumped Justin LaBoy a few weeks ago, and so they were on a podcast or a radio show, and they were asked about it, and here's what the Migos said when they were asked about jumping him. So what that tells me is they definitely jumped him, but they definitely not about to do no interview about a nigga that they jumped. He's not going to be able to sue me. You know, we're not going to get on here on the radio and make our moment about internet nigga, a Twitter dude. But if you ask me, the Migos definitely jumped him. I mean, remember the Migos was going to try to remember they were going to jump Chris Brown? Because remember, Quavo was trying to mess with Carucci, but Chris Brown, I think Chris Brown would have got with him though. Chris Brown is crazy though. I think Chris Brown would have cut up on them, all three of them. Chris Brown would have whooped Quavo, you know. But remember, the Migos jumped XXX, so I think they definitely could have beat up Justin LaBoy. But they were smart not to talk about it. But they didn't say that they didn't do it, and they didn't acknowledge him, and I wouldn't have acknowledged him either. So it is what it is. They said they gave him a little bit of straightening. That means that they beat him up. But at least there's no footage. I would love to see the footage, right? You know, I feel like that is a thing. Like, us that do commentary, like, I know y'all love it, but I feel like as the fans, y'all all want to see the commentators, like me, myself, like Academics, Charlamagne, to Joe Buttons, to Justin LaBoy, anybody, the Wendy Williams, like, the dream, I feel like, of the people and the fans, like, while y'all love our opinions and stuff, the dream is to, like, catch us, like, see us get caught slipping one day, right? You know what I mean? Like, have, like, a celebrity or somebody slap the shit out of us and it's caught on camera. You know what I mean? I always feel like somebody wants me to get the shit beat out of me in public. You know what I mean? I always feel like the fans want to see the people that get online and have opinions get beat up. So, I mean, I want to see it. Well, not for me, but, you know, for other people. I mean, I'd be here for it. Seriously. Oh, is it carrying with the connection? Oh. It skipped out? Uh-oh. Steel? Uh-oh. Hold on. Let me check. Oh, dang. What happened? Oh. Y'all missed a whole 2 minutes? Oh. Y'all missed 2 minutes? Oh, my God. Okay, I don't know what that is. I got to figure that out. Maybe it's like the, okay, so boom, 2 minutes was a long time. Oh, they said I was having a whole conversation about myself. Well, anyway, long story short, I really wasn't saying anything. All I was just saying was I just think it's interesting. I would have wanted to see them fight. I was just saying, you remember Quavo. Quavo, the Migos will jump you because they were going to fight. They were going to fight Chris Brown. Remember when Quavo was, you know, dating Karrueche. And then I also feel like they jumped XXX. And I was just basically saying that I feel like, you know, when people that do like social commentary, I feel like the fans always want to see if, like the people that do the social commentary, I feel like the fans always want to see if we get beat up. You know what I mean? Like secretly, like y'all love us that give our opinions and, you know, be on Twitter and talk. But I feel like y'all secretly still would love, you know, to catch us slipping and have a video clip go viral of, you know, maybe some celebrity that we talked about or somebody walk up to us and slap the shit out of us. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, because I would like to see it too. You know what I mean? You got to admit that you would love to see somebody that talk crap online just get their ass whooped. You know what I mean? Seriously. Just be real. That's the key case for me. So anyway, let's keep it moving. I don't know what that just was. Okay, boom. Let's get the tea. Now, speaking of that, now, Charlamagne, they did an interview. They were on The Breakfast Club, and Charlamagne and pissed Soulja Boy off. So let's get into it. Soulja Boy goes off after Charlamagne jokes he isn't from Atlanta. I'm not Lil Bow Wow. I'm really from the street. Hold on, y'all. You know, every time Soulja Boy get back to popping, he get back acting crazy. That money gets him to the drugs for sure. Oh, my God. Soulja Boy just needs to sit down talking about he from Atlanta, Maine. You Mississippi bound. Soulja Boy, Charlamagne, he from Chicago. Chow, listen, that Soulja Boy is crazy. I don't know if he is, like, was he high that day or what had happened with that, but that was a bit much for me. Just a lot of ghetto ratchetness and just foolishness for me. Let's get to the other story at hand. Boom. Let's get to this. Let's just jump right into this. So Lala and Carmelo Anthony are officially getting divorced, okay? Lala Anthony files for divorce from Carmelo Anthony after almost 11 years of marriage. So, Lala Anthony has filed for divorce from husband Carmelo Anthony after almost 11 years of marriage, people can confirm. The power star at, and the Portland Trailblazers athlete tied the knot in 2010. The two share 14-year-old son, Cayenne. Lala submitted the divorce papers on Thursday, that was today, in New York City, citing irreconcilable differences, according to TMZ, which was first to report the news. Representatives for Lala and Carmelo did not immediately respond to people's requests for comment. The couple have been and off since the first split in 2017. They reunited again in 2018. After their initial separation announcement, but then in July 2019, people learned that they were living apart as Lala sought legal guidance on how to move forward with the relationship. As Lala and Carmelo have been living apart for quite some time, Lala is proceeding with legal discussions as the next step of in their relationship. A representative for the Shy actress said in a statement at the time. Okay, so basically, child, they're done. She's trying to figure out how she's going to move on. I forgot that they weren't even together. Apparently, you know, he cheated. She could never get over the fact that he cheated about, 3 or 4 years ago. They tried to work it out. It wasn't working out. Now there's a new woman who is allegedly saying that Carmelo has twins. I don't know who this chick is, but she comes forward and she says, boom. A woman alleges that Carmelo Anthony is the father of her newborn twins, claims that he has provided financial assistance, but she is seeking for her children to have a relationship with him. So these are tweets, apparently. How do you ignore his help? Man, you will have the money when I wake up. Just tell me what the hell is wrong with cash. Look at how you come at me. This is why I need to be on child support. To be talked to like this over money is unreal. You know cash was going downhill. I told you his body rejects that stent. Is that what you would like? He's just trying to give her the money. What's wrong with him? Oh, wow. So he got a lot of kids. Child. That's why Lala like, so this is like another baby mama. So this is not even the same one. This is a mess. Well, you know, niggas will be niggas. I don't know what to say. And the money ain't going to keep her because, you know, a lot of times with these women, you know, it sounds like he's trying to give her the money. But she wants to be in the spotlight. It's not even really about the kids. Now, she wants, to me, I feel like a woman like this, she wants that Carmelo attention. She wants people to know that she was dealing with Carmelo Anthony. Like, a lot of these girls like to come out here and try to make it about the kids. They don't care about the kids because it's clear as day she's getting the money. But she wants a little bit of the popularity. She wants people to know that she's Carmelo Anthony's baby mama. So that's a mess. I'm here for Lala getting out because this girl can't sit next to Lala at all, okay? So it's a mess for me. I'd be over it too, and I'd get on out of there, Lala. Let's check the celebrity network. Let's see how much Carmelo Anthony is worth. Let's see. Google. Let's see. Let's see what his net worth is. Carmelo Anthony net worth is $160 million as of April. Let's see what Lala's net worth is. Oh, it say hers is $120 million. Oh, I don't know if that's true or not, but they saying that she is worth $120 million. So she's worth $120 million. This ain't really updated like that, though. Let's see, child, because I don't really know if I believe that. Lala Anthony Network. Well, it's saying 120. Miss Mama's might be worth 120, 110 million. So she ain't really pressed or worried about a damn thing, okay? So, boom. Looks like her and Kim Kardashian are going to be having a hot girl summer because I personally feel like Kim Kardashian is the reason why she's actually doing this. I feel like Kim gave her the courage, gave her the strength to move forward and to say, you know what? I don't want to be with you. I'm done. So well, shout out to Lala. Good luck for her. But she's moving on because apparently she can't take anymore. And I get it. So it is what it is. What else? What else we got going on? Oh, child. Okay, let's get into this. Let's get into the XXL freshman class. So, boom. Now, y'all know I don't really talk about the men. So let's just talk about the women. So here's the freshman list. And who do we have on the list? We have Lakia. We have Coi Leray, Ruby Rose, Flo Millie. I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like, before we get into that, you got to see what somebody said to Ruby Rose. Somebody said, you make music? I thought she was just a hoe. Congrats, though. Ruby Rose says, you learn something new every day. I'm telling you, I don't listen to Ruby Rose, and I don't know much about her. But a lot of people clearly don't know her either. So that was interesting. I'll say this. I posted and said, hashtag Erica Banks should have definitely been on this lineup. And I tagged XXL and I tagged Erica Banks. Erica Banks responded and said, it's all about popularity and followers. That is the reason she believes that she is not on the cover, because she does not have the popularity and she doesn't have the followers. I beg to differ. I beg to differ. I feel like Erica Banks definitely has the followers and she definitely has a bit of popularity. I just feel like she was snubbed. Here's the thing. I don't know what it is. I'm going to be honest with you. Well, because first, I think that Erica Banks had definitely had a bigger year than Lakia, and it's no shade. See, here's my thing. I don't feel like the girls that are on there, Erica should be replacing. I just think that she should be added. Let's start there. Not about replacing, taking some girl out and putting some girl in. That's not what I'm on. Now, if it was only enough room for a certain amount of girls, then I definitely feel like Erica Banks could have replaced a Ruby Rose or a Lakia. Coi Leray, she's not replacing Coi Leray. Coi Leray is the hottest thing smoking right now. She kind of came out of nowhere. And honestly, it was interesting because that No More's Parties was having a moment just when that Busted was having a TikTok moment. But Coi Leray's moment was a little bit more subtle on TikTok, right? And for some reason, I feel like it was a little bit more respected. I feel like Erica Banks' Busted moment, unfortunately, it was a TikTok moment for TikTok. I don't think it was a moment for Erica Banks. I feel like a lot of people know Erica Banks through Busted, but they don't know Busted for Erica Banks. They know Erica Banks for Busted. You know what I mean? I hope I said that right. So I feel like TikTok made Busted a thing, and Erica Banks by default got a little bit of the spillage, the spillover. But I don't think a lot of people necessarily respected her artistry and really F with her. I feel like they F with the song on TikTok, and that's kind of what happened. Coi Leray, while she had a TikTok moment, it wasn't as big as Busted, but it was around the same time. But for whatever reason, Coi Leray's music is sticking a little bit more. So that's one thing. Flo Milli. I like Flo Milli. I could see her on here. That's fine. Lakia, though, I feel like they're putting a lot of money and a lot of marketing into Lakia, but I just don't think that Lakia has had a big enough moment to really, you know, be on top of Erica Banks. Like, it's no shade. And Ruby Rose, I do not listen to her. All I know is she used to date DDG. I don't know if she still dates DDG or what, and I know that she was in the WAP video. That's all I know. Other than that, I don't know anything else about her, and I don't listen to her music, no one's ever asked me to listen to it. I think with Erica Banks, I don't know, man. I feel like she's in a even with Toot That record. Toot That is one of my favorite songs, and you guys know I'm not a huge Dream Doll fan, but Dream Doll did her thing. Dream Doll did not sound bad on that record. Dream Doll did her thing on that record. The record was cool. The video was actually one of the best videos that Erica Banks had. However, personally feel, again, it wasn't necessary for her to do. I understand maybe for the views, maybe for the record to try to, maybe they were trying to push the record to try to, you know, as another single because they wanted it to have a moment. However, I feel like Toot That didn't do what it was supposed to do for Erica Banks. If anything, maybe it got some numbers, maybe make some money off the streams or whatever. However, I feel like it did more for Dream Doll because people were, you know, celebrating Dream Doll more than they were celebrating Erica Banks. I feel like Erica Banks is getting lost in the shuffle with her songs. She got lost on TikTok with Busted, or she got lost through Busted with TikTok, you know, and then with the Toot That, it was more about Dream Doll than Erica Banks. So I feel like she's got to hone in and they got to get together and figure out who is Erica Banks, what is her personality, what is her look, and is she sell it, and how are they going to sell it? You know what I mean? I'm glad that she's not doing any more interviews answering Megan Thee Stallion stuff. I'm glad that Carl's not over there being shady towards Megan Thee Stallion anymore, because I felt like a lot of that was a hindrance as well. I feel like that was a little bit – I feel like they had two separate agendas at one point too. I feel like there was a piece of Erica that wanted to just be an artist and be successful. Then I feel like Carl was at a point where he was being a little vindictive. So his energy was leading towards, yeah, I'm going to show Meg. And Erica is like, I just want to be on. So a little bit of that, it was a little bit of confusion there. However, they need to get to the drawing board and figure out why Erica Banks keeps getting lost in the shuffle against her own music. I hope I'm making sense with that, because it feels like her own music is like washing her out, or other things are taking her music and benefiting off of it and then throwing her away. TikTok benefited off of Busted. Yeah, she's got a little notoriety, but she didn't really get the respect that she deserved. Busted got the respect, and then Erica Banks got the spillover. Toot That came. She had already put out Toot That. People really wasn't checking for it. Then it came to Dream Doll. Then it was Dream Doll, Dream Doll, Dream Doll, Dream Doll, Dream Doll. I'm like, well, shit, does anybody care about Erica Banks? So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's just time to go back to the drawing board and see what's going on here and figure out what we're doing. But I definitely feel like she should have been on this year. Now, if she stays working the way that she's doing, I definitely see her on there next year. So hopefully she'll get there. So, yeah, we will see what happens with that. And let's get into, let's see what's going on here. So the question was asked, which female artist snapped the hardest on their latest single? Dream Doll, Doja Cat, Megan Thee Stallion, or Chinese Kitty? Not that. I'm going to tell you, I'm a bit of a hottie. I'm going with Megan Thee Stallion. It's no tea. I like Megan Thee Stallion. I know. Like, Megan Thee Stallion is just, I like Megan Thee Stallion right now. I'm liking Megan Thee Stallion right now. It's no tea. Like, I really like Megan Thee Stallion right now. So it's no shade. I'm a hottie right now. It's no tea. So that was that one. So let's open up the lines and see what it's given and see if it's given what needs to be gave. So y'all can call in and sound off on anything that y'all want to get into. Okay, the stream looks a lot better. I'm so happy. Okay, so we already got callers. Okay, 7931, you are live on the air. Talk to me.
Hey, Arwen.
Hey, boo, what's going on?
Nothing much. So first thing I wanted to talk about was the fact that I don't really like that they're trying to make Juneteenth a federal holiday. Like, I don't think we need that. I think we've been just fine celebrating Juneteenth on our own. I don't think everybody needs Juneteenth off because everybody wasn't a slave. It's just not sitting right with me or adding up to me. You know what I mean?
I'm here for it. I'm here for the respect on the day, though.
But I feel like it's just another way to take something else from us that was ours, like, and share it with everybody else. Why do everybody need the day off? Was everybody a slave? And then now next year, you know, it's too late for this year. You know, Juneteenth is here. But, you know, next year, Target and Walmart are going to be selling Juneteenth T-shirts, and people are going to be buying those instead of supporting the people that they've been supporting all this
time.
Yeah,
you feel like it's going to get too whitewashed and commercialized
now.
It's going to become like, yeah.
Yeah, not even realizing that you were supporting the people who was doing Juneteenth for a reason, because that was the only way you could get a Juneteenth shirt. Now everybody going to be getting it. And now, I don't know, some people might feel like I'm being, like, racist or, I don't know, not inclusive, but I don't really care because it just don't make sense to me. It's just another thing to me for somebody to make everybody a part of it. It's not for everybody. Like, we can't have nothing. So the next thing.
I understand what you're saying, actually, with that. It makes sense.
Thank you. So the other thing, I feel like if Charlamagne is going to call out Soulja Boy from not being from Atlanta, he needs to call out Mulatto and everybody else that's not from Atlanta either. Mulatto's from Ohio. I don't get it. Talking about she's the, you know, the itch of the South. Like, you're not. Mm-hmm. You're not from the South. So that's a problem for me. Like, if you're going to call out one person, call out everybody. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me at all whatsoever. Like, nobody.
But was it
like,
that serious? Was it that serious for Soulja Boy
really
to give all that?
Soulja Boy, no. It's just the simple fact that Charlamagne, I feel like Charlamagne should just eat his food before somebody dig up some more stuff on him. Like, he really needs to mind his business. But no, Soulja Boy absolutely did the most. But I just feel like, he needs to call out more people. Like, it's too many people that's not from Atlanta to just try to call out one person. It doesn't make sense to me. So that was all I wanted to say, Armand.
What do you think about Erica Banks and XXL?
Oh, I was never really an Erica Banks fan. Like, she was cute.
Oh,
she was
okay.
Cool. I liked Busted. But she was never, like, I see what you was trying to do for her. Like, I saw you saw the vision, but I never really saw the vision. Like, you know, I never seen it like that. So, I feel like it could happen. I think she need, like, polishing the same way Megan needed polishing. Like, you know, I think she needs more polishing. I don't know what she needs. I don't do music and stuff. But I
but you from Texas. You don't like
I
you're
am.
From the same. You from Dallas too?
No, I'm from East Texas. Actually, I live in Dallas now. I'm from East Texas, and I'm.
Do they don't be playing her out there on the radio?
I don't listen to the radio, honestly. I don't listen to the radio. But when I be going out to like Deep LM and stuff, I don't know if you know what that is. That's where like all the bars are in Dallas. When I go out to Deep LM, I hear her a little bit. But, you know, like you be saying, what we mostly hear is Megan. And I'm actually tired of listening to Megan remake the same song over and over and over again. Like, she's on my nerves at this point.
So who you like right now?
Nobody. I'm tired.
Okay.
I'm tired of
Megan. Okay. Thank you.
Bye.
Well, we couldn't please her, period. Okay. Okay, we got a lot of callers, so we're definitely not going to be able to get to everybody. We can super chat last four to the top, and we'll get through as many as we can. Let me get this one right here, though. 8822, you're live on the air.
Hey, Amon.
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
It's you, Mal. What's up? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So I just want to talk about the XXL freshman thing first.
Okay, yeah, whatever you want to talk about. The floor is yours.
I definitely feel like Erica Banks should have been on the freshman list thing. I think she had a big moment. Yeah, like what you said is true. You know, the song came out, everything, but like it was more so for like busting the TikTok moment than more so for Erica. But in a sense too, she still had a viral moment. You know what I mean? Like, and I feel like she was still buzzing around the media. So I feel like she should have been on there. I feel like Ruby Rose. Besides the whole WAP situation, there's nothing about Ruby Rose that's really innovating. I feel like her career is not really anything like to really, you know, vouch for. Like, she's okay, but like we don't really hear no Ruby Rose song. There's no viral moment. I like Lakia on that because Lakia hasn't had a viral moment yet, but Lakia could rap. Like, she's a good rapper. I think she could spit bars. I think she actually sounds better than any female rapper on Quality Control. Like, I think she definitely can out rap the City Girls. So it makes sense for her to be on, like, you know, to be on it because she's putting the work. It just hasn't been viral yet. So, but I'm definitely a little bit mad about Erica Banks not being on the XXL thing. And then when you brought up the whole, the four female rappers that, you know, that was on that Instagram thing, to me personally, I don't know. You keep saying Megan, and we all have our own opinion, but I think it's Doja for me. Megan, to be honest, and like last Friday I wanted to call, but, you know, the thing was the list was long. So, but Megan for me, I don't know. I feel like she's very gimmicky, and it's like everybody's been on her back for, like, you know, putting out, like, better music and changing her subject matters, but it's the same thing over and over and over again. It's like nothing changes about her. She has like the same flow, and it's like she came out with the same type of like that stop song sounds like Don't Stop and sounds like everything else she put out, Cry Baby. Like, the video was cool. She definitely looks good. I give her credit. Megan Thee Stallion always looked good, but when it comes to just the music, like, it's just the same thing. And then she wants to diss, you know, Nicki and whatever, but whatever. I just feel like she's just not talented to me no more. I've lost respect for her, and it's very gimmicky. I think Doja Cat actually put in the work. Like, I don't really care about the whole rapping and pop stars into a conversation, because at the end of the day, it's like we always want to come for Doja Cat for what she does, but people like Tequila Leroy, Drake, I mean, Drake's a rapper, but like Post Malone, Juice WRLD, these people, like, they do pop, they incorporate rock in their music, but wants Doja Cat to do it. Oh, she's a pop star, so whatever. But at the end of the day, she's putting in the work. Like, every song sounds different. Her creativity is out of this world. Like, she makes music that people can vibe to. And it's, like, different things. It's not the same thing over and over and over again. Megan has no diversity or no uniqueness to her artistry. Like, nothing about her is innovating to me. Like, she's just okay. Like, I don't know. Like, she's overly hyped. You know, I don't know.
I think that while that may be true, I just feel like if that's the case, a lot of these girls are not as creative as Doja Cat. I mean, Lil Kim, Nicki Minaj. I mean, none of them are doing what Doja Cat is doing. So I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we can't sit here and act like the people that we call queens of rap are even creatively, visually creative as Doja Cat. So, I mean, I don't understand, like, you know, I just feel like people just don't want to like Megan Thee Stallion.
No.
Because of the undertoning reason.
I feel like Meg's very fake, but I ain't going to get into her personality. I'm just talking about the art, but we could definitely get into how I feel like she's fake. But then again, I feel like Nicki is still the queen, though. Like, because I feel like that was thrown at Nicki. I feel like Nicki is still the queen. She's still rapping. Like, yeah, she might not give you the gimmicky TikTok song. She might not be doing a lot of dancing and stuff like that. But Nicki is still rapping. She's out rapping every female rapper in the game. She's coming out with authentic rap. And it's like everything sounds different from everything people's putting out. And then I don't know if you noticed, but Meg is trying to copy Nicki, too, because what's that album she had, a mixtape she had, the first one, Tina Snow. It just went 3 years last Friday, and now she put this song out, coming out, talking about she's Tina Snow. And if you actually listen to Megan Thee Stallion's Tina Snow EP, it don't sound nothing like this new song she put out. Like,
here's the thing. I just feel like this, you know, it's really hard for me because just maybe a year and a half ago, I remember you and everyone else was forcing Megan Thee Stallion down my throat, and I wasn't buying it. Now that I'm buying it, and now that she's bigger than ever, everyone hates her. I just feel like this is what comes with the territory. It's given underdog syndrome right now. Cardi B went through the same thing. Everybody loved Cardi B until she became the top dog. You know, it's like we build people up just to break them down once they get there. You know, Doja Cat, the same thing will happen to her. Once we feel like a person is out of reach and out of touch and out of grasp, all of a sudden we want to bring them down and we hate them and they're trash. Megan Thee Stallion is one of the biggest superstars on the planet right now, and this is why we don't like her. Now, when she was Tina Snow, you know, rapping at your local barbecues and, you know, everybody, and she was aligning herself with Nicki Minaj, we loved her. Now that she's a three-time Grammy Award-winning number one record, two number one record-having solo artist, you know what I mean? Everybody's now they hate her. Now she sounds the same. So, you know, it's just the biasness for me. It's the fickleness for me. It's the underdog syndrome for me. So I don't know. I don't know.
So, Amon, with them three Grammys, her album sold 10,000 the first week, Pierce Fields. So she's winning all these accolades, but the songs are not sticking. If you look at her album, the only song that stuck was the song with Beyonce, and then Body stuck. But Body couldn't even hit the top 10. It blew up because of TikTok. What song stick? Don't Stop Flop, Cry Baby Flop. The Baby couldn't even save her. Like, she has all these accolades. Honestly, to be quite honest with you, that award was won with Megan because Beyonce was on the song. If Beyonce wasn't on that record, she wouldn't have won Little Baby. And then Megan Thee Stallion, she's here, but what about her is like new. It's the same thing over and over. Like, and with Cardi B, I stopped liking her after she threw that shoe. So it ain't nothing about Cardi B or whatever. I don't like her because, like, you don't come into a game and then try to disrespect somebody who basically show you the way. But that's another story for another day. I'm not going to get into that.
All right. Thanks,
Bo. Yeah, I don't know.
Thank you for calling in, though. We'll have a conversation later. Okay, 3152, you're live. On the air.
You're live.
Hey, Ramon.
Turn me on in the back. Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yeah, hey, Ramon, just to get right into it, I thought the XL cover, they kind of got it right with the women except for Ruby Rose. I wouldn't necessarily put, like, Erica Banks. I feel like her time is coming. It's like she's bubbling. I don't think she's quite there yet, but she's coming. But I think they got it right except with Ruby Rose, because Ruby Rose, I'm like you. I don't know her outside of the WAP video, but I feel like...
And that's what I was saying. Like, I don't feel like... And, like, it wasn't a thing of these other girls shouldn't be, right? I feel like... But mm-hmm. in addition to, I feel like Erica could have been on there. She had a very much so a yeah. solid year, you know?
Yeah.
However... Go ahead.
I think she just got... She has, like, one more hit. She's, like, one more hit away from... getting that, and she just
but is that fair to say when we can I can honestly say that Erica Banks has had bigger hits or momentum than Lakia or even Flo Milli.
No, Flo Milli low-key, Flo Milli's like one of
but
those
Flo Milli's
that,
been around.
Like,
I feel like Flo Milli should be here, like honestly I feel like she's been doing her
like,
thing. Yeah, so
like,
I'm gonna take that statement back. I feel like Flo Milli definitely should be on here. But Lakia, mm-hmm. to me, I don't feel like Erica, Lakia deserves it over Erica Banks if we have to choose, because I feel like Erica Banks has made more noise than Lakia, to me.
Oh, I think with Lakia, it's definitely quality control putting in the marketing dollars to use on her. I don't think it's like, I think that's street politics sort of deal. I don't think it was like a genuine, like, this is who we really feel who's up next. But mm-hmm. it's just, I feel like Erica, she's right there. She's just right there on the cusp. Just a little bit of polishing, just one more hit.
So what do you think that Erica Banks is missing?
I feel like it's just, she's still, I feel like it's the polishing for me. Like the,
okay.
With the Dream Doll, it felt really low budget, but she made
really?
It work. Yeah, it felt really, I'm like... But I get it. She's still in the early stages of her career. So I get it. I get it. But I just feel like it's just something that
like
I can't.
The video quality was actually one of the best video qualities she's had. Like it was pretty good.
Like
it was pretty.
I felt like her other videos, like her freestyle videos, were a lot more well put together than that. I feel like that video they were just trying too hard to make it like this huge ordeal where it's like, if they would have kept it just a little bit more simple, I think they would have, looked.
No, what
them.
I feel like here's the thing. This is what I feel. I feel like if they would have put that same effort into that original video by herself with that budget, cause they put a little bit more money into it because Dream Doll was there. It would have been a bigger video.
Yeah.
But like, my thing is don't do that because of Dream Doll, because you're actually making it like Dream Doll is the start. Like, build Erica star.
Yeah.
Don't waste all the money for a Dream Doll, like, because at the end of the day, Dream Doll took the attention. So again, Dream Doll was the moment. And here we are forgetting about Erica and talking about how good Dream Doll looked or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if that's what they want. I don't know.
Yeah, just really quickly, I want to touch on Doja Cat a little bit here.
Okay.
Because the last caller was, like, really on point with her. I always feel like whenever you discuss Doja Cat, it's almost like a detriment that she not only raps, but she does other things as well. Like, I always feel like it's okay for, like, the Juice WRLDs of the world, the Polo Gs of the world, like, the Drakes of the world to, like, be melodic and experiment with other sounds and melodies. But it's like whenever women do it, it's like, oh, we don't know if she's rap or hip-hop or this or that. It's almost like a detriment to them that they know how to do other things other than rap. I just feel like Doja Cat, she's like in her Roman Reloaded era where she's like, I'm going to go full-on pop, but I'm still going to have my hip-hop elements to my music. So it's like, I feel like Doja Cat, out of like the young girls, like I feel like she has she'll probably have the most longevity just because she does know how to adapt and mold and experiment with other forms of music and just make it sound really, really good. And I think with Megan, like the last caller was on point, it's like, I feel like with Megan, it's almost like you can tell like Roc Nation is really putting the gas pedal with like marketing and PR and making sure that she's, you know, on every blog. Every blog is posting her twice a day with her relationship and everything like that. And she's just too hyper visible to the point where it's like she's losing the luster with me. Like even that break didn't even feel like a break. It just felt like, oh.
No, it didn't feel like a break. But my thing is
just,
like,
I'm
going to be honest
luster.
With you.
Like,
it's nothing against Doja Cat. I guess Doja Cat, I mean, And I just feel like this. When it comes to Doja Cat, she just, to me, she leads with singing. And then I feel like the rapping, I'm not saying that she's not a great rapper because she's talented all over. And she's definitely a true artist. Like, she's an artist's artist in every aspect of the word artist. And I see it. But she just is. She just doesn't move me like that because I don't feel like what I see from Doja Cat, like, I feel like when it, I think, you know why I give so much pushback? Because I feel like when we get up here and we have this conversation about Doja Cat, we try to make it seem like she is like super innovative, like she's something we haven't seen before. Doja Cat is nothing
she's
but
not,
a Nicki Minaj and Katy Perry offspring.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much Nicki reference in even the way that Doja Cat tries to, like, rap mm-hmm. and try to be animated. Like, it, I've seen that before.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not just dropping
like
dead at Nicki, at yeah. Doja Cat's costumes and her antics and her ability to rap like this. And you know, and, like, we've seen that before. So I'm not wowed over the moon
like
for
Megan,
it.
Yeah, but relative to, like, Megan and Cardi, like, the creativity and the amount of, like, you can tell, like, even now, I'm like, where the hell is, I mean, where is Cardi B? Like, where, like, I want to see Cardi B. I want to see Megan just, like, go out there, do something, you know, something.
Well, let me tell you this. Cardi B is coming. I'm going to just let you know that. And the girls are going to gag. The girls, I'm just letting you know. You really don't. I would just sit tight because I wouldn't really call for Cardi B unless you're really ready. Because you girls are going to be sick once this drops.
Cardi, you got to give us more of the
You
same,
girls are going
like,
to be sick when this drops.
Yeah,
you're going to be sick.
I just feel like I can almost predict what direction Cardi B is going. Like, whereas with Doja, I can never like pinpoint like exact. Like, her, all, if you actually really listen to Doja Cat, all of her albums don't sound the same. All of her tracks don't sound the same. Like, all the subject matters aren't all the same. So it's like, I can almost predict, like, she's going to give us a look. I know Cardi is going to give us a look. Like, she's going to be dressed down, hair on, all
the
of that.
The songs are just
going to
hit.
Like,
Doja, here's the thing. I don't know. I feel like, I hate that we compare them, but I feel like Cardi, Meg, like, they make music for me to go. Like, I want to go to a music festival, and I want to hear Cardi. I want to hear Meg. Like, I'm turned up. It's the summertime. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't necessarily have to hear Doja. I mean, she's got one or two or three, maybe a couple of records that, oh, but that's cute. But, like, Meg gets me turned up. Like,
mm-hmm.
Meg turns me up. Meg, it's not a party
that's
if Meg Thee Stallion is not being played, period. But it can be a party if Doja Cat is not being played.
Yeah, I feel like the thought-ish record that's definitely like a club song that it'll get the party turned up. But it's like, again, it's like, I feel like with Megan right now, it's like Roc Nation, like the popularity. I think her being able to stay at the spot that she's in now is more due to like Roc Nation actually doing their job versus her just being like this amazing artist that makes amazing music. It's just, there's a lot of money behind her, so it's like she's not going to lose even if she tries because there's too much money behind her to lose. Same with Cardi. Like, she's not going to – Cardi's not going to lose
because here's the reason why Cardi's not going to lose. Because because she's not as dumb as people think that she is, and Cardi mm-hmm. understands how this works. Like, and she tried – like, Cardi understands – she actually understands music. And she – let me tell you something about Cardi B. She listens
music more so than the business. Like, I think she understands, like, she knows that, like, the one thing I can always credit Cardi for is, like, she knows how to use the media to her advantage, and she knows how to use social media to her advantage. Like, she's
not only that, though, Cardi B knows what people want to hear. She watches everything.
Yeah.
She knows what the people want. Trust me, this album is going to be everything. She knows, like, that girl is not dumb. Like, she knows what the people want.
Her music is not, like, out of this world. Like, her music is not, like, out of, like, her and Meg make just about the same type of music. It's not out of this world, but it's definitely, like, you know, it deserves its prop. Like, it's going to, you got to listen to Cardi B record when you go out. You got to listen to Megan record when you go out. But it's not, like, we're not going to be talking about it 10, 15 years from now, like, the way we are with, like, Roman's Revenge or, you know, super bass or anything.
Are we
like
really
that.
Going to be talking about Doja Cat's record? Like, what Doja Cat record are we going to be talking about 15 years from now?
Absolutely.
Say So? I don't think I'm going to be talking about Say So. That was her biggest record
today. I don't think it's more so the music. I don't think it's more so because it's like, I feel like with you, it's a matter of taste versus like, because it's like you seem like you're more like, I got to go out, I love the club record where it's like.
No, because I mean, my thing is this, like, because I love the R&B too.
It's
like,
a matter
I love SZA. Yeah, it really is. I just think you guys see costume and antic and because you're, and then attached to the word rapper. So you're like, wow, she's doing, but she's not shocking me because Doja Cat is not showing me something that I have not seen being done before by all the girls prior. Do y'all forget that we had Little Gaga, we had Nicki Minaj, we've had Katy Perry. We just haven't had those girls, that type of girl lately. But we've had this already. Doja Cat is not just doing something that the girls have never been doing. We've had Rihanna. Like, we've had...
No, but
artistic, eclectic, artsy, animated artist before. Like, Doja Cat is not the first of her kind.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, she's not doing anything. Nothing's new under the sun. I'm just saying, relative to her contemporaries, like, it's something different to listen to other than, like, strip club music. Like, if you're wanting a little bit of everything, you're not wanting, like, WAP all the time. You're not wanting, like, that sort of stripper club music, like, which is, there's nothing wrong, I love it, everybody loves it, but it's like, if you're wanting something a little bit more eclectic, like, I feel like Doja, like, if you want something that checks all the boxes, like, I feel Doja Cat's more of your best bet, versus, like, if you want to turn up, look good, feel good, Megan and Cardi, your girl, versus Doja, I feel like Doja checks off all the boxes, and again, you're right, she's not doing anything new, but again, relative to what
I just feel like when, and I just feel like as far as like the total package, I feel like Doja Cat, yeah, she has it as an artist, but I feel like nobody wants to, I don't feel like anybody wants to look like her and nobody wants to be like her. Nobody wants to, you know, at least with Megan and Cardi, I don't feel like Doja Cat inspires girls or gives confidence to anybody. You know, I think that's where people are missing with Megan. I think that Megan is like this big, thick Amazonian chick. There's a lot of big girls out there that were not feeling confident.
But
Megan Thee Stallion, but you got to listen. A lot of people like her because she made women
demo,
feel good. Like, big, thick girls is like a thing now. Everybody wants to be a stallion.
Maybe I think with, like, the black demographic, that might not be the case. But if you've been, like, on TikTok and, like, Instagram, like, a lot of, like, the other audience, like, they like Doja, like, the weirdo... You know, you don't know if she's racially ambiguous. Like, I can go on, you know, Twitter and do something weird and everybody just goes up for it. Like, I feel like maybe with the black demo, you're correct. Like, I mean, nobody, I would say, Doja's not an ugly girl, but it's like, I guess.
No, I'm not saying
know,
that
like
she's ugly
thing.
At all. I'm just saying that
but,
she, it, like, I think there's a lot more.
Demo that, and she does speak to a demo of black girls that are not necessarily, like, I'm, like, not necessarily, like, the hot chick, like the Instagram baddie, like I'm just like the weirdo black girl that like can make really good music, write really good music, and just, you know, dance and do my own thing. Like, she does speak to like a particular audience that might not feel seen.
Yeah.
So
and see that's probably okay. Well, now you okay, so actually that's right. I like that you said that because maybe Doja Cat appears to those that crowd because it's more of like a let's really get into the message in the world. And so that's good. And I think that's probably why you have a respect for her because you're like, I can see beyond the Instagram, the booty shorts. I can see the artistry and you have an appreciation for the artistry, and which I'm with. Like, I'm not sitting here denying that. I'm just saying, like, let's not try to take away from what these other girls are doing just because you feel like Doja Cat is a better creator. You know what I mean? Because
is,
I don't
though.
Feel like she's a better rapper. Because I don't feel like she's a better rapper than Megan Thee Stallion.
Oh, she's definitely not a better rapper than Megan. And Cardi has gotten a lot better. I will give Cardi credit. She has gotten a lot better. She might go toe-to-toe with Cardi, but definitely not Megan.
Yeah, I don't think that Doja Cat can out-rap Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan will out-rap all of them, but I think Doja deserves... I think she deserves the credit just because it's like... You know, it is hard to not want to make a particular type of music, especially if it's pretty popular. Like, it is. Like, it's not easy to do what she does in a world, you know, with Megan's and the Cardis of the world, like, where you have to look a certain way. You have to make a certain type of music in order to get played. You have to have a certain backing behind you. You have to have a machine behind you in order to get those looks, be on the blogs, and, you know, get the...
Okay, girl, we got to wrap up. We've been down here for 20 minutes. Bye. But I love you for calling in. It's always nice chatting with you. Love you. Bye. Okay, let me take a couple more, then I'm out of here. All right, 7127, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand, how you doing?
Hey, what's going? Oh, what's going on, boo?
Nothing much. So just a couple of things. One, just to address, I think, like, your first caller that called in about Charlamagne and Soulja Boy, I feel like, you know, Charlamagne wasn't necessarily just on a rampage just trying to call out people for no reason and, like, that aren't from where they're from. It was part of a discussion, and they were talking about Atlanta legends. And Envy threw out Soulja Boy's name, and he just said he's not from Atlanta. That was it. So, I mean, why did the caller expect that he was going to go down a long list and name a bunch of people, like, that aren't from where they say they're from? I just didn't even understand that thinking. And Soulja Boy actually came back and said, I love Charlamagne. I don't have any real problems with him. I just feel like people are just always messing with me. So I just wanted to say that about that.
Okay.
Now, as far as Cardi... You know how I am about Cardi. You know how I am about Cardi. I just don't understand why people can't just like who they like. People spend so much time running their head into the wall, trying to understand, why is this person so big? They're not lyrical. They're not this. They're not that. Not for you, baby. Don't listen to it. But you're not going to understand why other people like it. You're not going to analyze all the, you know, millions of people that like it. People like things I don't like all the time. I don't care. You know, like, just like you were just talking about Doja Cat, I like her. It's not that I don't like her, but she doesn't appeal to me in the sense that, like, I got to hear everything she drops. Like, I just don't feel that way about her, but I can understand why people do. It's not a big thing to me. I don't feel like I need to, you know, downplay her success.
Right.
I don't feel like she's a rapper, but it's cool. I just don't understand, like, why people do that. And even with Megan, I like Megan. I do like her music, but I could see for some people how she's missing certain, like, it factor or something about her isn't connecting.
It's not
with
connecting.
Some people.
Mm-hmm. I see it.
Yeah,
too.
I can see that, and I understand it. So I'm not, you know, trying to, you know, I don't know, like.
But I also feel
like
if you just give it time, because it's starting to connect. Like, it's going to connect. I just feel like it's a building block. Because we've got to realize, Megan Thee Stallion, she just really started to really pop on this type of level. So, like, it was a grooming process from her, from the way she looked and from visually, like, the music video songs, like, I think now, like, as her artist and her star gets bigger, her voice can get bigger. She'll start to have more control over things. Like, you know, the funds start getting bigger. Now, like, things are we're going to see now this next era after winning 3 Grammys, having 2 number ones. You get more choices and more options and more things start to open up for you. So we'll get to
and
see a different Megan Thee Stallion.
I think she'll be more open to also listening to her team. I feel like Megan is a very strong-headed kind of person, just kind of from things that, like, EJ said when he styled her or whatever, and he was talking about the behind the scenes of, like, WAP and just her in general. She just likes to do things her way, right? You see how she likes to do her own makeup and stuff like that. And I think as she gets bigger, gets more funding, gets a more established team, I think she'll be open to being more collaborative with people and taking suggestions, and that's going to take her far.
And I feel like a lot of people want to not like Megan because of this Tory Lanez situation. A lot of people want to protect Tory Lanez. So there's a lot of that, you know what I mean? And then a lot of people love Megan until she worked with Cardi. So, you know, there's a lot of variables why they feel like Megan is not connected, and then all of a sudden why Doja Cat is connecting. Because Doja Cat didn't get this big of a push until she got Nicki her first number one. Let's be very clear. So, yeah. I mean, it's very
You've broken it down a bunch of times. You've definitely broken it down. And, you know, I see exactly what you're saying. We're going to see where Megan goes, where everybody lands. But I just hate that people just have to sit here and give dissertations and try to figure things out. Just understand that everything's not for everybody. Music is subjective. We all like what we like. We don't like what we don't like. And we cannot convince each other to like different things. That's all.
All right. Thank you, Bianca.
All right. Bye, boo.
Bye. All right. Boom. So if you didn't get on,